as we conclude our series of shiurim on Chuppas Nida, we continue learning the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph Eben Ezra Sif Beis. And it's very interesting, because in Sif Aleph, which was the subject of our previous shiur, the Shulchan Aruch seemed to take the approach that a Chuppas Nida was not valid, according to the first Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, at all. She's still an Arusa. According to the second Lashon, she's not entitled to Tosfos Ksuba. But here the Shulchan Aruch says, Kasha Adavah Shloit Nosa Ach Titar, it's appropriate that a girl, there should be no Nesun until the girl is no longer a Nida. V'achshva Minig, but says the Ma, Shloit Adagdik V'eimam Tinen. The Minig is that we're not that careful, and we don't wait. If she is a Nida, says the Rama, we make the Chuppah, but make sure to let the Chassan know that she's a Nida. So again, very much in line with what we have been discussing in our shiurim, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going back and forth and forth and back. In Siman Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch seemed to feel that there's no problem with a Chuppah's Nida. In the previous Sif here in Sif Aleph, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a Chuppas Nida is an issue of concern. And here, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch again seems to feel that a Chuppas Nida is not an issue. And certainly, it is the opinion of the Rambam, it's certainly the opinion of the Rama, that he holds that you can make a Chuppas Nida, a Mamtinen, we don't wait, we don't delay a wedding, even if the kala turns out to be a nida. And again, the only way I think we could understand this back and forth and forth and back in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is because he's not quite certain what is the opinion of the Rambam. Because in the wording of the Rambam himself, it's not quite clear how disqualified the Rambam holds is a Chuppas Nida. But clearly it says here, Delechatchila, we should try to avoid making a Chuppas Nida. The Poskim say, what's a raya? The Shalos Chuvas Ratvas says, the what's a raya that a Chuppas Nida, but the Evid is fine? Very much connected to the sugya that we learn in our Gemara on Daf Dalet. Just like we learn in our Gemara. Tavcha tavach, yeinim mozuk. The Gemara says, pirsa kala nida. We're more lenient. Harei shayu tavcha tavach, yeinim mozuk. Umeis avi echosin. Mechnisin sechosin v'sakala l'chupa. So if we certainly, here we have a mace, and we know the issur of halonas hamace. Still, in order to make the wedding, we push off the levaya, we push off the kfura. Similarly, a chuppas nida, which we've been discussing, it's not quite clear how disqualified a chuppas nida is. We certainly can have the chuppas nida if there is no other option. And same does the Ratva say in Chelik Zayin Simen Samach Beis, Im Yesh Ktsas Tzorech B'Dover, Kigon Shiyori Shem Yomas Echem Mikrovav, V'Yitztarach Lachas Man Chuppa. We're dealing with a situation where there's a relative who's sick, and we don't know what's going to be, and the only option is to make a Chuppas Nida. Furthermore, especially V'Uloi Kayim Mitzvah Pura Veru, the Chosin hasn't yet fulfilled the Mitzvah Pura Verivya, Karavani Lahatir. And so too I saw from Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Hei Simen Yud that even the Sfardim who typically are concerned for the opinion of the Rambam agree that B'mokem HaTzorech we can make a Chuppas Nida. The Masham in Chelik Dalet Simen Chof Dalet discusses the halacha of a chuppas nida by Zivik Sheni. He says, just like in our Gemara,
The Gemara says, "Hu yoshin bein anoshim, v'hi yishen bein anoshim." That's only by a besula. So too does the Marsham want to say that the entire concern of a chuppas nida is only by a besula, not by a zivik sheni.
What's pshat? It seems that the Marsham is of the opinion that the Rambam's issue with a chuppas nida, as we've been discussing, there are two concerns with chuppas nida. One is it a valid chuppah? That's one issue. The other issue is we're worried that he may come to touch the kala. It seems that the Marsham only is concerned for the second issue. The chuppah is certainly a valid kinyan, even if she is a nida. The concern that Chazal had, according to the Rambam, was that he may come to do something he's not allowed to do while she's a nida. But since, as we find, that concern only exists by Basula, not by Zivik Sheni, so too we could be lenient regarding a chuppah's nida.
Now it is an interesting shaila. We had a chuppas nida. And now her time to go to the mikveh comes. But the time to go to the mikveh is Friday night. And then he'll do the bia Friday night after she goes to the mikveh. So this also is a shaila. Because if, according to the Rambam, and we read the words of the Rambam in Perek Yud, of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Vav, in the first of the series of Shurim, where the Rambam says that if you made a Chuppas Nida, you have to do the Nisun again. That means what will be the Nisun? The Nisun will be the Bia Friday night. But we know that on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Lamates and Aruch Chaim, Paskins, that you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to do a Nisun on Shabbos, because it's Mekach U'Memkar. So the question is, according to the Rambam, if you had a chuppas nida, and now you're going to do the first bia on a Friday night, is that permitted or not? This child's tshuva's Tyrus Chesed says that according to the Rambam, you should not be allowed to do that bia on Friday. You should not be allowed to do that bia on Friday night. And so too does the Avni Nezer in Simon Kufman Beis say that according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to do, if there was a chuppas nida, you may not do the first bia on a Friday night. However, there are paiskim that are more lenient. Certainly, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch and we look in the Ramah, who in general are more lenient towards a chuppas nida, so then the chuppah was a valid chuppah. If the chuppah was a valid chuppah, the kinyan was a valid kinyan, then according to those opinions, we certainly could do the first bia Friday night. Furthermore, as we just explained, even according to the Rambam, it's not quite clear what is the Rambam's main issue with chuppas nida. And according to the Rambam, it could be that the issue is because we're worried what kind of takola could come from a chuppas nida. But once she goes to the mikveh, we don't have to have that concern. The Rabbi Yosef in Shailos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelek Hey Simen Tes Oy Zayin says that one could be Makel. And he says another svar why we could be Makel. He says the entire Isser of making a Kinyan on Shabbos is only an Isser the Rabbanan. And therefore, and this is not your regular kinyan, when a chassan does bia on his kala, and therefore he is more makel. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is, till now we've been discussing a situation where the kal is a nida. And is the chuppah valid chuppah? Is the kal valid not a chuppah? The cases that we were discussing was a case where the kala could not yet become tahara. She was still a nida. What would be the halacha in the reverse situation, where she could have gone to the mikveh before the chuppah, and therefore certainly would not be a nida, but she didn't go? There the paiskim are not quite clear, and they say that even in such a circumstance, the Rambam would be machma. So the question that comes up is that we have a chuppah nida, and as we've been quoting over and over again, certainly according to the Rambam, and so it seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch as well, but the Eved, certainly the chuppah is a valid chuppah. But we know the way we make a chuppah is by the chosin giving the kala a ring. And the question is, when someone's wife is a nida, he's not allowed to touch her. So how could he put the ring on her? So there are a number of approaches suggested by the paiskim. The Maril, who is quoted here in the Behetiv, says they should put the ring not on the finger of the kala, but they should put the ring into the palm of the kala. Drop the ring into her palm. Another approach is that either the chassan or the kala should wear gloves. And if the chassan or kala are wearing gloves, therefore he's not directly touching her. Either he's wearing gloves or she's wearing gloves. The problem with the first approach of the Maril is that kedushin with a ring, if you're being mekadesh with kesef, some money is put into people's palm. Rings are not put into the palm of people's hands. Rings are put on their finger. And therefore, maybe that's not the way to put a ring on. The problem with this other approach that we've just mentioned, that either he or she be wearing a glove, is the exact same problem. We want the ring to be placed in the normal fashion. And the normal fashion is to put the ring on a finger with no gloves. And therefore, most poskim are of the opinion that the ring should be put on the kala's finger. And there's a few reasons that they're makel, and they're also makel only with certain circumstances. The reasons to be makel are because indeed there is an isser for a husband to come into physical contact with his wife when she is a nida. But that's with a wife. There is no isser of coming into physical contact with a woman who's a nida, who's not your wife. At the moment the chassan is putting the ring on the kala, she's not yet his wife. So there is no problem of physical contact between this chassan and kala. Another reason Paiskim suggests we could be makel. We know the Gemara teaches us here in our Masecht on Daf Zayin that a chasna has to take place in front of a minyan. So since there has to be at least a minyan of people attending the wedding, so many of the concerns of the chasan coming in contact with the kala won't be relevant when it's berabim. And thirdly, the reason we have to, what they tell the paiskim tell us to do, is don't put the ring all the way down on the kala's finger. Just put it on the tip of the finger, and by putting it on the tip of the finger, that will be considered adequate. Another question that comes up is, the Ramah concludes, we have to tell the chosin that the kal is a nida. And there's a very big machloikis hapoiskim. Why? Some say, for a simple reason. We've said three shiurim on this subject. All of the different shilas that come up by chuppas nida. And since there are so many shilas by chuppas nida, we have to let the chassan know that the kallahs are needed to be prepared for all these various shaylos. However, there's another approach that the Paiskim say, and that is we need to be concerned for Mekach Tosh. The chassan maybe will say that had I known that the kala was a nida, I would not have done this nesuin. And then he may have a claim of a Mekach Tosh. And they want to say that not only according to the Rambam, who, as we've been discussing, has grave concerns about the validity of a chuppas nida, but even according to the other opinions that disagree, the other Rishonim, and the Ramah's opinion, and the most Rishonim's opinion, that a chuppas nida is valid, that would not take away the concern of a Mekach Tos. What a chassan could say, I was misled, I didn't know that my kala is a nida. And therefore, in such a situation, the halacha clearly is that, as the Ramah says, we have to let the chassan know that she's a kala, that she's a nida. What do we do in the yichud room? What do we do in the yichud room when the kala is a nida? So Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos and Haggis, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Shin Mem Hei, says that a very interesting psak. He says that the door should be left open a crack. So he says, as far as Issi Yichud between this Chassan and Kala, because she's still a Nida, we've solved the problem. As far as Kinyan, that you have to have the Chassan and Kala in their own private room, that she should become an Asua, it's fine. But he says, obviously, this is something that many Chassanim and Kalas will not be comfortable with. And they say what we should do is they could go into the room, close the door, but not lock the door. So he says there is no issi yichud since the chassan and kala are told that the door is unlocked and that the eidim may take the prerogative of walking into that room in any moment. So there is no issi yichud, but it is enough of a yichud for the kinyan of chuppah. The halacha continues, as we learn in the Gemara and Daf Hei, that the chassan and kala, until the kala is no longer a nida, may not have yichud, and therefore the halacha is that by night they have to have two shomrim, a shomer for the chassan and a shomer for the kala, and by day one shomer is enough. There's another discussion in the Paiskim that if we're being machmer for the Shitas HaRambam regarding a Chuppas Nida, do we have to do, if after she's a Nida, do we do the Kedushin, the Nesuin again? Rav Moshe Sternbuch has a tshuva on this in Chelek Dalet, Tshuvas Hanhagas, Simen Resh Peches, as does the Klos Megareba have a tshuva on this in Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatzif, Evan Ezer Simen Ayin Ches, and it seems that is the opinion of most Paiskim that we don't do the Chuppah all over again. We don't have to do, we certainly don't do the Brachas again. That would be a Shail of a Brach of a Tala, and certainly we don't have to do the entire Nesu'in in any way over again.